Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
About 2 weeks before Jesus' death and resurrection, he caused Lazarus to rise from the dead. Now, Lazarus was quite dead. He had been in the grave for 4 days. But at Jesus' word, Lazarus rose. But when he was alive, as he came out of the tomb, he was still bound in his funeral cloth. He was wrapped. He needed to be unbound to be free from death, free from the stink and decay and condemnation of sin that death declares. And at Jesus' word, he was then unbound, loosed from the pangs of death. Still, Lazarus was a man, descended from Adam, and he would die again to await the resurrection of the body to life eternal. But his resurrection by Jesus was a glimpse of the glory to come. For Jesus Christ was wrapped in linen cloths and laid in the tomb. Then remember, at Christmas, he was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in the manger. He was born in order to die for us. But at that borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, he lay bound in death to death. Now, the Gospel of John records what he and Peter saw in the tomb after Jesus rose. He saw the linen cloth lying there and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Death was unbound by Jesus' resurrection. It was gentled and set aside, where it had no power when sin was paid for. Jesus is risen never to die again. Now, the Bible speaks of two causes of Jesus' resurrection: God the Father and Jesus himself. It's not that one is wrong and one is right. It's no accident, but it's written down for our comfort in this way. First, the Father raised the Son. It's written, God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. And also, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. The Father raising Jesus teaches that he's accepted the sacrifice for sin. The cause of death is sin. So if sin is removed or paid off, then there is no death. The simple fact that Jesus rose shows that sin is paid for. The punishment and condemnation for sin is paid up and satisfied. The Father raising the Son shows his acceptance of the Son's blood for the sin of the world. It is enough. It is finished. The just punishment for sin has been taken and accepted. Similar to this is how God raising the Father shows, or God raising the Son shows, how God's wrath against sin is satisfied. The Lord is holy, righteous, and good, so that the stain and stink of sin can't remain in creation. It can't remain in his creation at all. But the warning that death serves to proclaim is unheeded by many. They call it a natural part of life. The effects of sin in creation aren't taken to heart as caused by man's rebellion against sin. But the Lord God would not see his people die. So all his wrath is poured unto his Son. Jesus suffered hell for the gift of heaven for you. The Father accepted the Son's sacrifice and raised him from the dead. But Scripture also speaks about Jesus raising himself from the dead. He preached, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He was not talking about the Herod's temple. He was talking about the temple of his body. He also says, "No one takes this life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again." Jesus is not an unwilling sacrifice. He's not a slave. It's not divine child abuse. Jesus went to the cross by his choice, and then he gave up his spirit on the cross when all was completed. You catch that language at his death. He gave up his spirit. And then he raised himself from the dead after resting from his work. He loosed himself from the linen cloths that bound him to death. He gentled death with that very calm repose of folding his face cloth. How simple an action. But it's an action of one who is content, has finished his work, and is ready to go on. Proves that Jesus is true man who died in truth. It proves he is true God who brings life where death reigns. He is the cause and source of life, after all. All things were made through him, as John says, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus raising himself also proves that he spoke the truth. There was no lie in any of his words, since there's no lie in Almighty God. If there is, we of all people are most to be pitied. But Jesus' promises are God's promises. God's name is Jesus' name. All that he said, he accomplished. All that he promises, then, is true, though we must wait for the fulfillment in our own resurrection to eternal life. To make it through that time, his institutions of holy baptism, the forgiveness of sins, Holy Communion, all have the authority of God behind them. They are how the reason Jesus Christ makes Christians and sustains them as Christians. These are the ways you learn to trust Jesus and how you learn to keep trusting him. Use those means. They are the way Jesus applies the Word of God to you. Or to use this metaphor, how he clothes you in righteousness. For Paul writes, "Put on Christ." That's clothing language. That's getting dressed sort of language. Remember how Christ has loosed the bindings of death. Like Lazarus, you have been raised from death to immortality in Jesus. He has untied those cloths which bound you and kept you in slavery. Death no longer rules your life. It can't. Jesus has loosed those bonds and set them aside like the filthy garments they are. Your righteousness, apart from Jesus, is stained, it stinks, and it reeks of death. Your thoughts, words, and actions are always wafting death up towards God. But in Christ, by baptism, by the forgiveness of sins, by his living body and blood, you are clothed in his righteousness. You are enfolded in the cleansing garments of sonship, wrapped in the swaddling cloths which cover your sinfulness and declare you his own. For his resurrection is now yours. The Father accepts you. He loves you through Jesus Christ. Though you will still die like Lazarus you also have the promise of eternal life. You will live. Christ's death is your death. Christ's life is your life. Take courage. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of Jesus, amen.